My law lover, and welcome to IQ On Air. In the studio today, I have myself, Mata Neil Mangalei, and
Maureen Fepulea'i.
We're welcoming you to the show tonight, and I can't wait to hear what's happening on our show. Ren, is it? Well, actually, before we start that, let's go with our gratitude round.
Let's go with our gratitude round.
Yes. Would you like me to start, Ren?
Why not?
Okay.
You're the boss.
So since school finished earlier in the month, I've always looked outside the window first as I, get out of bed. And just today I was hoping, please be another sunny day. I'm really grateful for the weather that New Zealand has. Mm-hmm. You know, earlier this month we had Cyclone Yasa go through the islands. So for our brothers and sisters out there in Fiji, much aloha, and I'm grateful that New Zealand were able to send, actually quite a few countries were able to send to Fiji some support for you. So
absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I'm grateful for. Beautiful weather here in Auckland, New Zealand.
Beautiful. Oh, thank you. That's a beautiful thing to be grateful for. For myself, I'm mindful that this is the last broadcast for IQ Talanoa for 2020 on Planet FM. And I talked to my brother on Christmas Day, he called, and he said that, they still have some restrictions over in Western Australia. So I'm very grateful to be living in Aotearoa, New Zealand, to be alive. Mm-hmm. And to be well enough and free enough to travel to visit my friends, my family, and just to live a relatively, free existence here while the rest of the world are still struggling with the impact of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. So I'm very grateful to be living in Aotearoa, New Zealand, with the leadership we have at the moment, and grateful for beautiful communities who have come together to help each other out. So, that's my gratitude for today, Neil.
Thank you, Ren. All right, so this our program today is on IQ Reflections 2020. Right. So I'm going to start it off, kick it off with one of the shout-outs that's come from our Queen, Misha Crosby.
Misha,
tell off a lover, Misha. Misha comes from the Sunshine Coast. She's originally a Kiwi. Is that right, Maureen?
Yes, that's right. She was one of my beautiful lecturers at MIT a few years ago, but I'll let you read the rest of
Misha's so she currently resides in the Sunshine Coast of Queensland, Australia.
G'day, and this mate. Is,
all right, this is going to all the graduates from MIT 2009 to 2020. So those must be the years that she served in the MIT.
I think so.
Yeah, right on. So they are not only to the graduates of MIT, but also to those that achieved the certificate of
social
sciences, the diploma of counselling, the BAP SOC Sci
counselling,
mm-hmm. and the Bachelor of Applied Counselling. That's a lot of the MIT provide all of that. We need so many counsellors out in the schools and in our community. So I'm glad that that's what MIT are providing. Her message to those beautiful people are, may the year 2021 bring you great strength of soul and peace of heart in all your endeavours. Much love from the Queen, Misha Crosby.
Thank you, Misha. Lofa te leatu mo ulua ma Jesse. Thank you.
All right, another shout out goes to my ohana out there on Kōmō Road, Papatoetoe. Papatoetoe in the house. Yes, so to Big Daddy, I hope you're awake and that you're actually one of our three listeners out here. Okay. To my boy, Viliamu Jr., the silent, peaceful knight. Oh, he shines when he does his either his spiritual readings or his singing carols. So
I'm
that
sure
really
Viliamu wanted the whole world to hear that.
But well, yes, done, my silent peaceful night to Ipolani. Shout out to you, my dancing queen, and may 2021 bring you lots of happiness as you share your the talent of dance to those that come to watch. Epi Rosalina, my drama queen, who, together with her dancing now, is becoming a real good dramatic queen in our home. And so, 2021 is going to be amazing for you too, my darling. And all the best to my ohana out there and Papa Toi Toi.
Beautiful. Oh, I love my nephews and nieces. This shout-out is from Millie Tapusoa. to all my family and mountainous friends around the globe. Mm. Millie's message to you is, may 2021 bring a much healthier world so we can travel to see one another. Love you heaps from Millie and the boys and the mokos. Thank you, Millie. Millie Tapusoa has so many friends in so many countries. It's beautiful.
Right on.
And I'm going to now take up time with a shout out to my own ohana, my own ainga. First of all, to Destiny, my firstborn, and Vailaa, and my beautiful grandchildren. Hi, Nani. Hi, Wolfgang.
Hi, guys.
And Jelly. Jelly Bean is going to arrive next year in April. So just wanted to shout out for my granddaughter, Nani. She wanted me to say hi to Jelly Bean and to Ben. And Ben. Also to Jordan, my secondborn, and AJ, and my precious princess, Iliana. Hi, Iliana.
Very, very talkative, your little princess.
She is very talkative. I think she's aiming to be a lawyer or the Prime Minister of New Zealand one day. Also, a shout out to Lance and Catherine, my beautiful son, and his queen there in Rewa Hard.
Oh my gosh.
And hi to Israel and David, representing the east side. I won't say their road, or else Israel will probably never talk to me again. And to my baby Eden, my youngest, who's taking care of me at home. She gives me foot rubs and
she
even
plucks
my eyebrows. So thank you, Eden. I love you so much. And also, I have a brother. We have a brother.
Yes,
our brother Nephi and his beautiful queen Vivian.
Hi, Viv.
And
Hi,
their children, Wade and Deborah, Clark and Huriana, Letitia and Jordan, and Taylor over there in Australia. We love
Perth,
you.
Australia.
Our prayers go out to you, and we wish you all a beautiful new year and hopefully a healthier one for Australia soon.
Absolutely.
And then we have our sister Jenny and her beautiful boy Tariel.
Hi, Real.
Our
Hi,
east
Jay.
Side as well, and our mama, Epirosa Fipuleai. She's also with us in New Zealand. So shout out to them
Yo,
all.
Mama wanna.
And before I forget, we have a beautiful older sister, Bonnie, who is married to her handsome King Simon.
Yes, Simon.
To Iuli Stam, and their beautiful children, and they are up north. So a shout out to you all. Mm-hmm. We love you so much, and we hope to be able to see you again one day soon.
Right on, right on. Thank you, Maureen. So I've got another one from the Aorere Film Academy.
Oh, Aorere Film Academy.
So, apparently this is their fifth year in rolling through what Film Academy can offer to high schoolers from 16. But actually, you don't have to be a student in school. You could still be doing it. In order to express yourself through movement, this is a really amazing opportunity for 16-year-olds and older to get involved with drama, with theatre, with film, and just that aspect of the arts, and put it together. This year they are preparing all of the month of January to put their show together and then start to take it around on tours in different cities of New Zealand. So I'm so excited for them. Shout out to Muzaffar Ali, who runs that program. Amazing young man. So my lord to the AFA, or Aorere Film Academy.
Beautiful.
Finally, I didn't actually make a shout out to my eldest, my firstborn. He's out in Fairy Springs, I think, Rotorua. So for all those
Vegas
missionaries in the New Zealand Hamilton Mission, and my boy Aura Mangalei, who's out there serving in Fairy Springs. Apparently that's the best area in all of New Zealand.
Well, with a name like that,
Fairy Springs must be. So yeah, shout out to you guys, and keep up the work, good work, and keep the faith.
Ma lo lovely. Beautiful.
Absolutely. Okay. So, Ren, as we're looking at IQ Reflections this year, what is it that we want to reflect on? What do you have there?
Well, that's a really good question. 2020 was an interesting year for so many people, but worldwide it became quite a devastating year for many other people.
Mm.
So, in terms of where IQ Talanoa, when we reflect on this year, if we go back to January, you know, we kind of entered 2020 with high hopes and a lot of wonderful plans for IQ Talanoa.
Absolutely.
But then overseas, China had actually isolated a novel coronavirus at the beginning of January. And by the end of January, the World Health Organization had declared, you know, an epidemic and a global health emergency. So still back in New Zealand, IQ Talanoa was a bit clueless or not really understanding. And so in February, our first Talanoa was scheduled for March. So I usually advertise it in February.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But in February on the 19th, actually, the March 2020 Talanoa was cancelled due to the growing COVID-19 situation.
Mm-hmm.
But we believed at the time, I went back and checked the post, that things would clear up by the time April came around.
Mm-hmm. So we thought,
because, you know, we are a positive people here in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, in early February, the New Zealand government implemented a temporary ban for foreigners travelling from China or transiting through China.
Through China, yes.
And then, of course, on the 12th of February, this disease that the health organisation back in January had declared an epidemic was renamed as COVID-19. So the New Zealand government continued to evacuate Kiwis from Wuhan and other places in China, and the quarantine processes were in place here.
Mm.
So on the 28th of February, would that be the last day? The last day of February,
yes.
So on the 28th of February 2020, New Zealand's first confirmed case of COVID-19 was reported to the Ministry of Health.
Right.
And that initiated a lot of changes for when March came in.
Absolutely. So for those of us that have children that were in school during that time, that didn't really affect us as much other than the fact that, okay, school must be still safe, but actually when it became unsafe, it affected not only our school kids but the family unit, because you no longer were... You know, it wasn't okay to have your children go to school and not be sure whether they are in a safe place.
But was that in February? So February things started okay with school, but
It did. It wasn't until March. But just to even hear that COVID had come to New Zealand, that was scary in itself. Because, happening out in China, out there on the other continents, it doesn't affect us, but actually it came to us so quickly, within a month, right?
Well, on 11th of March, Neil, the World Health Organization declared a pandemic.
Mm.
And so New Zealand jumped and, you know, they implemented New Zealand border closures for most of non-New Zealanders.
Mm.
And then on the 21st of March, I remember it, just like that, the alert level system was announced Zealand was, put into level two, lockdown level two. And then by the 23rd of March, we had entered level three and we were told to prepare to enter level four at 11:59 p.m. on the 25th of March.
Mm.
And I remember listening and thinking, oh, my gosh, what does this mean?
I know. What does it look like?
Do we have enough food in the cupboards? Is there toilet paper in our storage?
Oh, my gosh. Don't go Australia's way. But, yes. No, you're right. So in our home, we were preparing to sell it to travel to Canada. So he and I had just come back from Hawaii, and he had gone back to USA, to Salt Lake City. And so that was quite scary because we weren't sure if they were going to be able to come home. Although we knew that New Zealand citizens were expected to come home, they were encouraged to come home, but we didn't know what it would look like. And so when Billy did come home and Gasele stayed for his training...
In Salt Lake City.
That was really weird having lockdown in your own home, because at that time the government hadn't implemented the hotels for...
Sure, the quarantine.
Yeah, the proper quarantine. Yeah. So that was... you know me, the clean bug, I had gloves and sprays, and I just went all out and just every corner of the house.
I remember that Billy had to self-isolate in a separate room, from you all for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I remember that.
And I wasn't allowed to go back to work because we had received somebody who had come in from overseas.
Sure.
So that was really tricky because, you know, obviously we want to go and hug Dad, we want to go and see. So, we tried as best as we could because, you know, it's...
Of course.
Not easy to be... You can see and he's actually there within hand's reach and you can't go and do a cuddle. Anyway, that was
family
our home
show,
in
show.
March. Right. Yeah.
So in terms of IQ Talanoa, you know, now we've got the alert level 4 lockdown. Mm. We know we are not meeting again in April. So MSD actually put out an email to say if you are a community group and you need some funding to help stay connected with your group, apply. So this was the MSD COVID Community Fund. So IQ Talanoa applied for some money so that we could get a Zoom subscription order to try and maintain some kind of contact and connection with our beautiful queens. And we were granted that. So the money went straight from MSD to the Zoom people, wherever they are located in the world.
Right.
And IQ Talanoa had its first ever Zoom Talanoa on Friday, the 3rd of April.
Mm, right. And that was interesting because as much as a lot of us queens don't have internet, there was a chance for us to connect to our sisters that were global, right? We had, I mean, actually national to Wellington.
That's right.
And then
Tauranga.
You got, yes. Mm-hmm. That was so, it's a chance to just see other people's faces, you know, in that safe space.
That's right.
And it's not so much like in a room. It would have been lovely to be in a room because that's where we had the snacks. But to be able to see each other's faces was, it was such a heartwarming thing to know, okay, they're safe and they're in good spirits, so let's just keep that vibe going.
And we learned a new saying, honey, you're on mute. Unmute yourself. How many times did we hear that? Shh, Sunga, unmute.
So, or like, Sunga, you don't want us to see you, just turn your camera on. Or like, can you turn it off? Yes.
And then you hear someone snoring or background sounds. Shh, hey, mute yourself if you're not talking.
Yes.
So we can all.
Oh, that was so, yes.
So our IQ Talanoa actually was a weekly thing.
Mm.
And we had sisters tuning in from Melbourne, Australia, Brisbane, Australia, Sydney as well.
Mm.
I think the furthest south, for some reason I've got someone tuned in from Christchurch, but it might be a false memory. But definitely Wellington, Tauranga, Fairfoot, Hastings, Gisborne, and a lot from Auckland here. And it was just amazing.
Mm.
And we also had amazing support from, at the time, the Minister for Pacific Peoples, Aupito Su'a William Seal. And our beautiful list Labour MP for Papakura, Anahila.
Shout out to you, Anahila.
Suisuiki. And then later on, we had beautiful support from Le Maunga, Lydia Sosene, who is the chairperson for the local board for Otahuhu.
Mm.
And the other area, which I forget at the moment, Mangalumei, Le Maunga. But we were so grateful to have constant support on IQ Talanoa Zoom from these three amazing Pasifika politicians and Pasifika people.
Right, right. Well, let's have you gather your thoughts and have some music, if we can have you set
you,
that
you
up
You want
for
me
us.
To sing? Or?
No. Not yet. We're not ready for that singing yet.
Right, okay.
But we're going to hear a beautiful tune from Sole Mio.
Sole mio.
Okay, let's leave the singing to the professionals.
Okay.
With Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Because it's still
beautiful
Christmas
kings.
Season, people.
Yes,
still
yes,
beautiful
absolute.
Christmas season.
Absolute.
And these beautiful young men were born from Indigenous queens.
Amen to that.
And you can tell from the beautiful voices
the singing
that they're
that
going
comes
to
from
share
them.
With
You're
you.
So right.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
faithful friends who are dear to us, who will be near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow.
Thank you, Solemia Faftai Lava. Wow. So I just wanted to say, Neil, there was one, just as we were listening to this beautiful song, there was one presentation in particular that really was amazing by Pauline Fuimaunu Sanders. Mm-hmm. And she came onto our Zoom with a presentation to talk to us about coronavirus.
Right. And what is she? Is she a registered nurse? Is she in the health board, or what is she?
She is the top nurse. She is, I forget what her current position is,
right,
but I believe she's with Alliance Health. And she did. She helped to set up some of the testing
stations.
She was on the front line.
Mm.
She was out there every single day. I remember at our book launch how she talked about that, and even her daughter talked about it. But the PowerPoint presentation that Pauline came and showed us was so informative, and it kind of broke, destroyed some of the myths and the fears, and really kind of made us sit up and think, man, we need to start obeying some of the recommendations.
It's not just because they feel like saying it. It's
exactly
really crucial.
They're not just saying it to scare us. This is real. This is absolutely real and vital. And when Uncle, you know, Ashley Bloomfield, when he gives out advice, he's doing it to save our lives,
right.
To help us to save the lives of our loved ones. So thank you, Pauline. Your presentation was absolutely amazing and eye-opening and vital for us. So then we moved along to May.
Right.
So at the end of May, New Zealand had by then moved to Alert Level 2. And people were, or our queens would say, oh gosh, I'm really lacking motivation for my study, or I'm finding it really difficult
to cope
with, you know, COVID-19, because all of a sudden you're stuck 24/7 with your beautiful teenagers and your wonderful, terrible 2-year-olds and your loving mother-in-law and all the other beautiful relatives that you absolutely adore. But now you're 24/7 in a bubble.
Right.
And Samoans don't do bubbles.
No. Well, we try, but they keep bursting, don't they?
So then we decided, why don't we hold some writing spaces?
Mm-hmm.
And so because of Zoom, we were able to hold, I think it was 2 writing sessions every week, and you could just come along, join in, and write whatever your heart desired for a couple of hours. And this actually turned into a poetry writing session. Mm. Because at the end, people say, oh, I really want to share this poem I've just created.
Also, initially it was just to write, just like journal entry writing?
And to encourage people, you know, to bring any questions they had about assignments or academic
writing. Okay,
or even, you know, for their children, they might not understand something. But it actually turned into a time out where poetry was created and feelings were put into words. And rants and vents were
venting hard. Yes,
absolutely.
Really.
Were formed into these amazing pieces of poetry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, those were. Yeah, I think I only attended a couple of those writing sessions, but I was blown away in the experience of being given 10 minutes and then coming back and expected to share. And at the time, I thought, "Well, what am I going to share?" But it actually, when you get that quiet time, and no one's allowed to talk to mummy because I'm on the computer. Don't know if that works for all other families, but 10 minutes, and that really helped you focus and to put something down. That was so awesome. I was hoping that many other mums or other queens also had that opportunity. Like you talk about the children that are running around you, or you've got hungry kids, or you've got teenagers who don't
Mom.
But yeah, those, you started to look forward to those times because then you're looking at friendly, happy faces, not just the gloomy ones that are home that are with you all the time.
Well, we held them, one of them was held at 6 a.m. and the other one was held at 9 p.m. Hopefully we figured the children might still be asleep or whatever. But that actually turned into a space where we thought, you know what, some of this work coming out needs to be shared. Mm. So we decided for June, Queen's birthday weekend, that we would hold a poetry share.
Oh.
And we announced it and we asked people to come along with whatever poem they wanted to share.
And at that time was New Zealand. We had moved from level 2 back down to level 1. So New Zealand.
And it was a very tentative level 1 because, you know, people were coming out still afraid.
Right.
Still unsure.
Right. Absolutely.
And of course, you know, things are still happening and growing worse overseas. Mm-hmm. So I think it was a very tentative alert level 1.
You know, I remember out in the communities just being able to go, like having one designated shopper and just standing in queues after, you know, like bad enough the queue is long, but then you've got 2 metres in between, so then the line is extended even longer. I remember being at Manuka Park and Save, and they were all the way out onto the main road.
That's right.
That was just, and this is just to get basic essentials, you know. But, yes.
And shout out to our essential workers.
Oh, amen.
These amazing people who left their homes, the safety of their homes, every single day in order for, you know, the basic necessities, the basic infrastructures to continue so that you and I could go out and do our shopping, could go out and take care of the necessities we needed for our family. These people put their lives on the line, and I don't think it's overdramatic to say that, to make sure the cleaning got done, to make sure security was provided, to make sure the, you know, the stock on the shelves was, you know, was full so that we could go in, and because we're down to our last toilet paper, you know. So shout out to every single essential worker out there.
Right. Yeah,
so
not
then,
enough
of course,
can be said for those beautiful people.
Exactly.
Whakawhiti te le lava.
Excuse me. So then, of course, in June, we held the poetry share during Queen's birthday weekend via Zoom.
Right.
And what I heard that weekend blew my mind.
Mm.
And so we talked about another poetry share for Labour weekend. But in July, I kind of thought, nah, we need something a little bit more.
Right.
Because this is 2020, it's an historical year. We're going to look back on 2020 in 10, 20, 30 years' time.
Right.
Our children are going to look back. So I said, no, we are going to publish these poems. And I was thinking of, you know, online publishing or something. But then the Ministry for Women invited people to apply for a COVID fund. And I thought, yes. So we applied, and they granted us a little bit of money to publish the poetry that these amazing, you know, Indigenous queens had created.
But hang on, Noah, you've missed out on something really important. You missed out in August because you've jumped now to September, but August wasn't... Well, you kind of played it low-key, but IQ Talanoa turned 2 years old in August.
IQ Talanoa turned 2 years old.
I can't even believe it's been 2 years.
It's only been 2 years. So we are what? We're toddlers. Yes. IQ Talanoa, we are toddlers.
We're babbling and we're still crawling.
And we missed the terrible two stage because we went straight to... Absolutely freaking amazing.
Dang right, you did.
But we did have a breakfast. We invited any queens to join us for a breakfast to celebrate 2 years old.
Oh, that's right, that's
for,
right.
For IQ Talanoa. And that was held out in Mangere at Quality Baker Cafe, and that was gorgeous.
You sure not Denny's at Manukau?
Yeah, well, it might have been Denny's, you know. It's been a very stressful year, so let's move on. So,
yeah, Denny's, shout out to Manukau Denny's, always keeping us fed. We love Manukau Denny's.
So that was August. And then in September?
Yes.
We got the grant, we published the book.
Grant. And that was no easy feat because we had so many queens, right? We had even one queen... submit more than 20? No? Okay.
She submitted, we actually had three queens who submitted over 10 poems.
Wow.
But we had invited people to submit poems. And so all these poems we were getting, we were like, oh my gosh. At first I didn't think we'd have enough to publish, but we got more than enough. And
Wow,
it was amazing.
We've got so many queens of much to say. That's what it says.
This grant from the Ministry for Women, we were also able to pay for a subscription for IQ On Air programming with Planet FM.
Planet FM 104.6. Yeah.
Shout out to Joe, Christina, Paul. Paul, oh my gosh, he trained us. And I think we made him lose more hair. But Paul, we love you.
Yes.
Okay, so anyway...
That's why we're here on air now,
July,
isn't it?
We decided to create a book.
Mm.
And so I'm going to leave Neil the November part.
Oh. So Auckland actually had gone back into alert level 2 or 3, was it? Yes, back in August as well. Auckland, we had a second lockdown. So that was quite stressful for those that work with high school kids that were going through NCA levels. And I can speak because my older girl was a year 12 and that was not a really successful part of the lockdown, but you know, a lot of it had to be on her own shoulders. She had to carry her own, and I'm sure it's the same for all of our children that were facing NCA levels. But when that lockdown opened and we were allowed to go back to school, it was like pulling teeth to have children come and do like mock exams so that they could have some form of marking so that if we did ever go back into lockdown before those NCEAs were expected or those exams came, there was something to measure and to give those children some form of grades. So, yes, let's look now into...
Well, I'm surprised. You know, I'm thinking these children have been forced into lockdown and sometimes I know I'm the oldest of my family. So as a child, many times my parents both worked. And as the oldest, whether I was 10 or 15, you know, I was in charge of my younger siblings.
And so it is, yes.
And I had to have A, B, C, D, E, F, G done before Mum and Dad got home. Mm. So if we're talking about, you know, students at home having to work, having to study, but first there are fa'aus to do or taking care of grandma, grandpa, you know, you're at home now, you can't run away. You can't say, oh, no, I've got sports practice, Mum. But really. But so, you know, the impact on our baby's mental health, their well-being, but also being stuck together. If you're not accustomed to that, you don't have your own breathing space, it can be so difficult. So going back to school, I think, you know, just having that time to readjust your thinking must have been so difficult. And, of course, in the news, we heard about so many young people leaving school to find jobs to help support Mum and Dad, to supplement the family income. How difficult. So kudos to these amazing young people who...
To the seniors of every school.
Absolutely, who went back to school. You still struggled, but, you know, you tried. You went
absolutely.
Back.
Absolutely, yeah.
And for some of you who sat exams, all the best. Wow. So, sorry, Neil, you're talking about November?
Yes, so I was going to go into the 7th of November. Aiki Talanoa had a breakfast catch-up at Quality Bakers Cafe in Mangere.
That's when we went to Mangere.
That's that one.
Mangere.
And we're enjoying the sunshine in that beautiful cafe. What a lovely cafe. Nice little tucked away corner there on, what is it called? Is it Mangere Road?
Kirkbride Road. Because then, the next day the first ever IQ on air broadcast for IQ Talanoa.
Wow, that's I remember that day too. That was very nerve-wracking. Maureen sat in the host chair and I sat on the other side just poking faces and making her, like, smile every time.
And I will proudly admit to making so many mistakes that day, but that's okay because that's how we learn.
We do it with a smile and you know what they say? Fake it till you make it. So, yeah, we did.
That's what Makangil says. That's not what I say. But, yeah, if it works
but
for you.
But, you know, that was so cool to be here in the studio space being trained by Paul and having Joe be just our backbone to say, you can do it, ladies. Just go in and feel really comfortable. And, yes, I know how to push buttons. I know how to pull up and down the levers. So it's really exciting for me to be. All right.
So that was Sunday, the 8th of November.
Yes, and every
and then on the 17th of every second and fourth Sunday of the month is when
we are always
we broadcast.
Back on here. Yes,
but then on the 17th of November, we were granted some funding from the Ministry for Pacific Peoples to launch our poetry book.
Yes, which we
did on the 28th. Was it Saturday?
It was a Saturday.
At the 28th of November, at the Pacifica Community Centre at MIT in Otara.
That's right. And we had Nisian Bites.
Our beautiful queen there, Teresa. Oh,
beautiful.
Nisian Bites, oh my gosh. I wish I could afford you just for me. But they did our catering we had 18 poets published and acknowledged on this beautiful day. A shout out to MIT.
That was a gorgeous space
they
too.
They were just amazing in their service and the facility was just primo for us to use.
So with that, did you, not all our poets were able to be with us that day, right? So
actually we only had two who were unable to be with us. One in Wellington, our Queen Zelda.
Oh, yes.
Our Queen Niavar in Melbourne, Australia. Mm. But Niavar had her beautiful daughter, Salmasina, come and represent her and her mum and dad. So that was so special. And Zelda, she was sending love from Wellington, so that was special as well. But we had a full house. We had 16 poets with their families and friends. We had our minister, Aupito Sua William Seal. We had Anahila, Kanongata'a Sui Sui Ki. We had Le Maunga, Lydia Sosene. And we had the head of the Northern Region Ministry for Pacific People, Ray Tu'ala. Tole Afua. And I kept forgetting poor Ray's name because, my hearing's really bad. So we had Tole Afua Ray Tu'ala there to support this magnificent book launch. So that was the bomb. Mm. And then we rolled into December.
We did. And on the 16th of December.
Well, hold on. Can I give a backstory?
Okay, go on then.
So, I don't spend much time online, but really.
Really?
And I saw a post somebody had said about, I'm so sad that I wasn't able to graduate because, I'd worked so hard, my family had sacrificed, but because of COVID-19, our graduation was cancelled. Mm. Now, 2 days before I read that, I had just attended the admission of my daughter Destiny to the bar of the High Court.
At the university.
And we were able to celebrate. And, of course, we're on alert level one. Mm. Mm. So I thought, no, that's not fair. What can we do to help these queens be acknowledged and to have their families come and have the opportunity to celebrate their queen and everything they have achieved?
Right, right.
So I called my board at like 2 a.m. and I said, hey, guys.
Because someone doesn't sleep.
We are going to put on a graduation celebration 2020 and we are going to do it in 2 weeks' time. And so, of course, my children said, you are crazy. Don't you have enough to do? And I said, bring it.
Oh, my gosh.
And so within 2 weeks, we had secured, actually, we were gifted the facility of the MIT Pacifica Community Centre by our wonderful...
The people there at the MIT.
Yep, Betesa Sam Lotuinga, who was instrumental in helping us to secure this place. And our lovely Faith.
Betesa, we love you.
Who is a receptionist, admin there at MIT Pacifica Community Centre. So they were able to gift this facility to us. And then we were able to...
Beautiful voices.
Through our queen, Davinia. She messaged me. She said, I've got Buniala Va'a who are going to come along and sing. No, no, you're not. You're pulling my leg. But there they were. Our beautiful, beautiful queens, Vania and Melody, came with their lovely older brother, Nanae. And they just added a magic to our celebration graduation.
They started it off and they just set the mood. Scene.
They
yes.
absolutely set the scene. So much love and alofa and whawhitei lava to this beautiful family, Punia Lava, for gifting us your beautiful song and your message. And we were able to celebrate Erina, Candy, Lualuai and Millie's graduation. Now, if you want to know more about, you know, about what they achieved or more about our celebration graduation, you can join our Facebook page.
Did we live record that?
We lived it. We Facebook lived it.
So even to have them marching down the aisle in their gowns?
Girl, they did not march. They danced down the aisle to Crazy in Love by Beyonce. It was amazing. And to see the faces of their families, the pride, the joy, you know, the validation of all their hard work and sacrifice. Right. Did you have a little story to
I
share?
Yeah, I did.
Neil?
I had one of the graduates. I sat at the table with a mama, and she just sat there in awe, and I could tell she was holding back tears, but she said, you know, my dear, this is the first time since the COVID lockdown that I've felt brave enough to leave my home. So I took her by the hand and I said, what do you mean? She's like, I've not wanted to leave my home, but with my baby receiving her certificate today, I wanted to come and be here for her. And all I could think of was, oh, mama, that's, you know, I didn't even consider how our elder generation are facing COVID. And here's mama taking a step out of her home, her safety haven, to be there to watch and witness and celebrate with her daughter the earning of a certificate, to see her do her little prance down the walkway, receive her certificate, and just be with us that evening. I was so touched by that story. I thought, shot, mama, it's good for you and it's good for all of us. Yes, COVID will stay safe, but celebration of these momentous things are just as crucial.
So absolutely.
That was a lovely lesson
for me. And for mama to just find the courage to be there for her baby girl, you know? And that's why I thought it was so important that we give any queen the opportunity to walk down, to sashay, to strut across that stage and receive her diploma, her certificate, her post-grad certificate. It was an amazing evening.
It was
and
so
everyone
cool.
brought a plate.
Yes.
And there was more than enough food. It was just magical.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we had our queen, Anahila, Kanongata'a Sui Suiki, present the certificates to the graduates. And we had our queen, Melelo Basi Latu, give us, she was our guest speaker, and her story was just inspiring, very empowering too.
To say the least, absolutely. I mean, the whole event, starting from Punia Lava, is song and then to move into hearing the story from Melelo Pasi and then to just see the that's what it was, just seeing their faces and the pride that they had because they'd worked really hard for those certificates in that hard year of having class lectures to go to face-to-face, I mean not face-to-face but digital. That's not an easy thing to do. And our generation, the younger ones anyway, they're accustomed to looking at a screen. For us, we like face-to-face.
Exactly. And that's why it was so important we shout out to our ohana, our families in the beginning, because they are our unpaid setup crew, our unpaid cleanup crew, our unpaid, you know, whatever we need to be done crew. So my love to my nephews, my nieces, my brother-in-law, my children and my grandchildren for all of your support.
Absolutely. We wouldn't have been able to do it without you. Yes,
well, exactly. And, you know, that's what Ohana's all about, right? No one gets left behind. Well, so I'll come sasa yolu with the
lovingly, jangle. Let's have a song.
Let's have a song,
shall we, from a
let's
queen.
Have a song.
Mariah Carey, what have you got to sing for us, darling?
This is one of my favourite Christmas hymns.
All right.
And I just, it's beautiful, the way she sings it.
Oh,
and we're still
it.
In the Christmas spirit. Alofa tele atu.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error. And the soul felt its worth. The thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees.
She's
that
just
song
such
hits
a beautiful
me every
voice.
Single time. I just want to quickly say that we had a Christmas program at church.
Oh, yeah.
Papakura First Ward, hey.
Shout out to the Papakuras.
And I just want to compliment and acknowledge our Queen Deanne Nichols. She sang this and seriously, I just got goosebumps. Mm. Samoans don't get goosebumps. But Deanne, every time you sing that, you and your beautiful mum, oh my gosh, beautiful. Anyway, passing the time back to
Makahi. What do you mean Samoans don't get goosebumps?
I don't get goosebumps. Cold? I don't get cold. Because
Okay, sorry about it, Queen. Yes, you is.
It's called menopause. Okay, moving on.
Were you going to say something about
I did want to say, just to finish off the reflections, on the 19th of December 2020, I received a beautiful photograph and message from our darling Queen, Leva'a E Niulesa. And she said, guess what?
What?
I've received a copy, a Braille copy, of Love from the Indigenous Queen 2020 poetry book. And I went, no, you didn't. And she had, a beautiful photo that she had sent me.
Wow.
So I'm just saying there are other vision impaired, low vision or blind queens out there. Mm-hmm. You may be overseas, I'm not sure. But if you would like a Braille copy of this book, I invite you to please contact Blind Low Vision New Zealand, and their contact details are posted in the IQ Talano Facebook page. I actually think it's info@blindlowvision.org.nz.
Wow.
So thank you, Anne, for letting us know about that.
That's
thank
so
you.
Cool.
Thank you, Blind Low Vision New Zealand, making that a book in Braille that's accessible for those of our queens who are able to read Braille and contracted Braille. How beautiful.
Contracted Braille.
How like shorthand.
So they have to learn their own language. Yes, of course, that makes sense.
Well, we're working on an audio recording or an audio book of this book. So that's something for 2021.
Wow, that sounds exciting. Yes. So how do you do an e-book? Is that something that's different to an audio book? I have no idea.
Well, I don't know, but it comes before F. Okay, moving on.
Right on. Okay.
Moving on.
I was going to give my own reflection. And so it's been 2 years that I've been involved with IQ Talanoa. It's been an amazing journey for me where this organisation, just to come together and have a Talanoa in a safe and loving environment where I've been able to find my own voice. You know, I'm the third child of four, and so I knew that I was going to have to work extra hard to get up the ladder. But in actually being a part of IQ Talanoa, I've been able to find that my thoughts, my ideals they have some way. And if I share them and I discuss them, and of course I'm not always going to be right, but being a part of the conversation is important. So my reflection for 2020 is I've taken on a new role this year, and just being able to provide my expertise in this new role practicing to use my own voice has been amazing, to the point where our new principal in the new year, I just see a whole lot of new amazing things come forward because I've been able to say, this is actually what I believe should happen, therefore help me get this thing started. And
I can't wait
to have this year with new challenges. But it's all because I've been able to find not only my own voice, but you know when you have those thoughts that some of them can like push you down, but majority of it, if you choose to let those voices come through, then you're just, one of our poets actually said, sometimes I am my worst enemy. That is so true, you know, especially if you're sitting at home and you've got nothing to do. I mean, there's always lots to do. I just choose not to do it. But, you know, those thoughts can darken your mood and can darken your thinking. But if you take, I don't know how you ignite yourself, but for me it's waking up to a brand new sunny day. I love the sun because when it's cold or when it's wet, then my health just kicks in and I'm just no good to anybody. But a sunny day can get me up and active. I even remember meeting a friend in church the other day. She'd see me. She's like, my goodness, Neil, you're so black. And I'm like, I just spent the other day before on Saturday out in the garden. And I love that I'm able to do that on sunny days. So what am I saying here? That I'm owning my own voice. I want to own my own actions and probably move to a sunny shore because I want to stay active. Because, well, Aotearoa is beautiful, especially Christmas being in such a sunny space. But just confidence in yourself. Believe in yourself, know that your voice is your own and that what you have to share, what your gifts are important for everyone else as well.
And so no need shy. To apologise.
Yeah.
No need to apologise.
Unless, of course, you've been mean to anybody, you know, like when others cut
queens
you down.
Our queens don't know what mean is.
No, you know, but sometimes those jokes that you share and then they kind of hurt. That's true, but they, yeah. Anyway, okay. That's my reflection to my queens. Own your voice. Love yourself because you are amazing.
Absolutely amazing. I just have one reflection for now. I have lupus. It is an autoimmune condition. And Neil, I'm sure you won't mind me sharing. You have rheumatoid arthritis. And there are many conditions that many of our queens are struggling to navigate.
Mm.
So my reflection is it's okay. It's okay if you don't feel like getting out of bed that day. It's okay if you ignore the phone ringing. It's okay if your mother-in-law, your mother, your auntie comes over and mentions how dusty your cabinet is. It's okay if breakfast hasn't been cooked. It's okay if you're still in your PJs at 8 o'clock that same night. My reflection is life is too short. It's okay to take time, especially if you are struggling to navigate a chronic illness. It might even be an imbalance in your mental state. With this year, we have just come across so many challenges. We have beautiful people who have found themselves unemployed. We have beautiful people who have not been able to say their farewells to their loved ones.
Mm.
Beautiful people who haven't even been able to go and bury their loved ones because of COVID-19. I just want you to know it's okay. It's okay to not be strong all the time. It's okay to not know all the answers. It's okay. And like Mata Anil has said, you know, own your voice. Don't apologize. Do not apologize for how you think, what you think. It'll be okay. I want you to know you are loved. And I testify, you may not be someone who believes in God, but I absolutely believe there is a God. And I testify that he knows us. And I am a great believer in prayer and faith. So that's my reflection for now. Things will be okay. So on that note, Neil.
We have some announcements.
We have a couple of announcements.
End song.
Before our end song to let us out. Would you like to?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'll do the first one. So on the 9th of January, I don't know if you all...
Saturday, the 9th of January, 2021.
3 p.m. at Botany Hoyt Cinema. Is that the one? Where's Botany Hoyt Cinema?
That's what Google's for. Okay, just read the announcement. Okay. Thank you.
IQ Talanoa Wonder Woman! 1984, Time Out.
And then you twirl around.
Come and join us for that movie. We're going to have a follow-up of... by Talanoa at the Pakuranga Denny's at 5:30 p.m. So 3 p.m. at Botany Hoyt Cinema. Come and watch Wonder Woman together with a big crowd of screaming women for Wonder Woman 84. And then we'll go all have a talk about it and some yummy desserts at Pakuranga Denny's 5:30 later that night. And then find out more details on our IQ Talanoa Facebook page.
Now you might think, why Wonder Woman? Well, I grew up on Wonder Woman.
I did too.
Wonder Woman was my hero. And I thought, if I could just turn into... So I, you know, I know
cool
all
bracelets.
Of my generation did. You stood in front of the mirror and you twirled around and you sang, Wonder Woman!
Yes, yes.
Because you wanted to turn into Wonder Woman so you could stand up for yourself and defend yourself. But, of course, we're not white, so we didn't turn into Wonder Woman at the time. But when this film came out, I thought, what a wonderful way to see in 2021 as Indigenous Queen.
Absolutely.
So if you're available, please come along. I've written a little note on our Facebook page announcement.
Mm-hmm.
If finances or transport will hinder you in joining us, please send me a message, yes, okay? Yes, we will find a way.
We will find the way. That is the way.
Now, Love from the Indigenous Queen Poetry Book 2020 is now available in selected libraries. Mm-hmm. So if your local library does not stock our book, please ask them to get it in ASAP.
That's right.
All you have to do is go in and just say, hey, do you stock? No, we don't. Well, could you please get it in? And they'll get it
in. They will.
Because they don't know you want it if you don't let them know. Right. And what's coming up in the next show, Neil?
Oh, on the 10th of January, the next Sunday, the second Sunday of January 2021, will be our first show of the new year. Woo-hoo! Same bat time. Same bat channel.
We also grew up on Batman.
Yes.
You must think they watched a lot of television.
Yes. No, we didn't. And that we moved from black and white to colour eventually.
We moved from 7 inches screen up to 15 inches, and we thought that was massive.
Yes, 15 was a big thing. But anywho, same bat time, same bat channel on the 10th of January 2021. We're going to go out tonight with a song from our Queen Gloria Gaynor. Was there anything else before we...
Well, I want to say why I picked this song. Oh. So it's a song called I Will Survive.
Oh, yes.
And I thought of all of the rubbish that 2020 has thrown at us as individuals, as families, catapulted, smashed us with,
slingshot, all everything. Of those things, and then some.
We're still here today.
We did! Wouldn't have been cool if it doesn't kill you, make you... Okay, right.
I'm so glad we're not on video because Makangil keeps dancing. And it's kind of, like, scary.
It enhances the show, you know.
So we are going to go out with I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor. And even though, you know, she's singing about some guy who just, you know, wasted her time, this is also about 2020. We are saying, I will survive. We don't know what's coming around the corner in 2021.
We gave it right back and
exactly,
we survived.
And we're still here. So, love to everybody. The song might not cover the rest of the time, but if it doesn't, then we will come back and I will sing. So, love to you all.
Love you guys. Have a great end of the year. And
be safe. Do not drink and drive.
Ooh,
that's not the right song.
So, let's just... okay, we're going to find the right song. Here it is.
Here it is.
Here it is.
Fire the DJ.
Oh, my
gosh. Please get off the table, you're gonna fall and hurt yourself.